Alo, Bevesa Viho, I'll bring you a proof from the Reish of our Mishnah. So the Reish is going on that after they made Erusin, after the husband married her, made Kedushin, and she's still living by her father's house. If there we found out that she has a mumin, she has a mum, so the Reish of the Mishnah says that the father has to bring a proof if he wants to receive the ksuba that she did not have the mum b'shas Kedushin, but if he can't bring the proof, then we say that most probably the mum was there v'shas kedushin, and she doesn't deserve to get a ksuba. She doesn't get anything. So you see what? The father has to bring the proof. So the Gemara says, "Mi dami? What does one have to do with the other? Hosa ma'isi avraya or mafik? Over there, it's very good that we say the father has to bring a proof to say that she did not have any mum, and his daughter did not have any mum b'shas kedushin. Why? Because there it's a question: does the husband have to pay the ksuba or not? So if the father, like for his daughter, for the kala, wants to receive a ksuba, get the ksuba out of the husband, he wants to be moitzi mamon. So therefore he has to bring a proof before he gets money away from the husband. But hoch, in our case over here, what happened? The chamor died, true. But the bala chamor was already holding on to the para. He already made a mashiach on the para. So hoch, maisi bala chamor raya mukim. Here all the bala chamor has to do, just bring a proof and keep what he has. So where's the proof from our Mishnah to such a Yisoid that you have to bring a proof to keep what you have? So Gemara says, Amar Rababa says, Enachnami, the Raya is from the Sefer, the Mishnah. The Sefer says, Kala Bebeis Chamiya, if they already have Nesuyin, that she's now living by the husband's house, by the Shver, like by her father-in-law's house, by the Shver, by the husband, and there it says, now the husband has to pay the Ksuba. Unless the husband can bring a proof that she did not, unless the husband could bring a proof that she had these mumim even b'shas kedushin, then we say that the kedushin is not chal, so I can make the toys, therefore he does not have to pay the ksuba. So here we see a case that the husband himself like has to bring a proof in order to like keep the ksuba. So you see, even though it's a question of keeping the money you have, still you have to prove it. So Gemara says no, via kachil adomi, still there's no, it's not, one is not like the other one. Hosam, I tell you over there, Baal Maisi Raya, Umorale Lechazoke. Diav, it's very good over there why the husband has to bring a proof to say that he does not have to pay the ksuba. And if he doesn't bring the proof, then he does have to pay the ksuba. Do you know why? Because over there the question is, did she have these mumin at the time of the kedushin or not? Now these mumin were talking about something wrong with the body that for sure grew first later. So in other words, when she was born, she did not have these mumin. So therefore, there's a cheska saguf to say the same way she was when she was born, that she did not have these mumin. Most probably at the time of the kedushin, she also did not have the mumin. So the cheska saguf says that b'shas kedushin, the kedushin was chal. That's why the husband has to pay her a ksuba, unless the husband can bring a proof that she had these mumin even b'shas kedushin. Mashen ken hoch over here balachamor ma'isiraya mukim chazoka biyodei. Here, what are we saying? The Bala Chamor can't keep the para unless he brings a proof that his Chamor first died later. If he can't bring a proof, then we say the Bala Chamor has to give back the para. Why? Because we're going to say most probably the Chamor died even before he made the kinyan on the para. The question is why? There's the Cheskes Chai, there's Cheskes Aguf. We know the Chamor, the donkey, was alive yesterday. Now, we know at 9 o'clock today in the morning he made the kinyan on the para. And 11 o'clock, we first found out the chamor was dead. So our question is, how was the chamor at 9 o'clock? Was the chamor alive or not? The chur, there should be a cheskes aguf to say, just like he was alive yesterday, most probably 9 o'clock in the morning is still alive. So chur, again, there should be a cheskes aguf to say the chamor was alive. See, if so, why does the bala chamor have to bring a proof in order to keep the poro? He should be able to keep the poro anyway. But still, it's a question. There's no raya for now, Mishnah. So Gemara says, Omar Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Kal Rabbi Sevilla. We're going back that the proof is from the first case of our Mishnah, in the case with the Kala, where she's still by her father's house. So there the question is, we say that the husband does not have to pay her a ksuba unless the father can bring a proof to say that she did not have the mumin at the time of the kedushin. So there the clue, the question was, there it's very good because they want to be mitzi the mumin. They want to get the ksuba out of the father, out of the husband. Where's their proof to keep money? The Teretz says, ulu kedushin. We're talking about the question is the kesef hakedushin. When the husband was mekadesh, married his wife, he gave her money. He was mekadesh with kesef. Now later when we find out she has mumin, it's like a mekach tois, so true, the Rashi says the husband doesn't have to pay her a ksuba. But the question is, does the husband have a right to get back the money he gave her? Could the husband get back that money? So that we say no, that the husband gets the money back, unless the father could bring a proof to say that Bishas Kedushin, she didn't have the mumin. So we see even to keep the money the father has, a kesef hakedushin, also he has to prove it. So that's the proof to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. And the Gemara says, V'loy tein medon, say that alibi deman deyoma, kedushin lav letivuya nitnu. Now this is the machlokes in the Gemara Baba Basra. One man deyoma says, let's say a man is mekadesh anisha, and then he dies, the man. The question, what do you have to do with the ring? Does the ring go back to the husband, to his yoshim or not? So one man deyoma says, kedushin is lav letivuya nitnu. Like when you give the kesef kedushin, you never give it to let it stay by her. If the husband dies, he has the right to get it back, his yoshim take it back. So don't say we're going at that over here. Even a man diyama that says no, when the husband gives away, marries his wife, like he gives her the money no matter what, even in the case that he's going to buy a lady, he doesn't expect to get the money back. Even so, I'll tell you, Hani Mili, when do we say that svara, that kedushin is letivuyin? Tivuyin on the Mepharshim side is said in Lush like tefiyam. Flavdun, like the husband loses it. He gives it to his wife that she could keep it. When do we say that? Svara Hani Mili Kedushin Vadai. When you married your wife, Vadai, for sure. If you married her, for sure, then we say you give her the money and she has a right to keep it. I will hear in our case, Kedushin Tois. When you married your wife, it was a condition that she didn't have any mumin. If later we find out that she does have a mumin, so it's a suffix, maybe she had these mumin even at the time of the Kedushin, so therefore we say you don't have to pay her a ksuba. And the question is, though, that you want to get the money back also. The husband has a right to get back his money, unless the father could prove it, that the father only keeps the kesef of Kedushin, if he could prove that she did not have the mumin at the time of the Kedushin. So, if the father brings a proof to say that she did not have the mumin, then the father, like she, keeps the kesef of Kedushin. But if she can't bring a proof, if the father can't bring a proof that she did not have these mumin at the time of the Kedushin, then we say the kesef of Kedushin goes back to the husband. So you see, even to keep on to the money you have, also you have to bring a proof. So that's the raya from our Mishnah to Yehuda Mashmul. And this the Gemara says, Mitzvah, you have a kashim. It's the Gemara in Chul that says, about Hilchus Treifus, Machet, if you find a needle, Shenim says, Yuve Beis HaKoisis, Mitzad Echad Ksherim, Beis HaKoisis, that's like part of the stomach of an animal. If you find a needle there, you shechted the animal, and now when you cut it open, you find a needle stuck through the stomach. So it depends. Mitzad echad, the needle only goes through one side. It's not, but it did not puncture a hole straight through from one side to the other side. Then ksheira. That's not called a treifa. But mishneit stadim treifa. Let's say the needle went straight through on both sides of the skin if it came out. A complete hole straight through. That's called a treifa. The animal is treifa. You can't eat this animal. Now, nimtzale kerudam. Let's say you find some blood on top of this hole. Then biyaduwe shulufnei shchita. Then we know for sure that the animal is a treifa. We know for sure this hole took place before you shechted the animal when it was still alive. Therefore, at the time of the shechita was a treifa. What about lenim tzolei kerudam? Let's say no, when you find this hole with the needle, you don't find any blood on the top of it. Is biyadua, we know for sure, shuli acha shechita. Now what happened was, at the time of the shechita, true, the needle was in the stomach, but it didn't puncture a hole through. The hole first came through after you shuffled the animal by throwing the animal down. That's when the needle went through. So therefore, it's kosher, because once you made the shechita, you can't make a treif afterwards. Then it says, what about huglad pi hamake? Let's say there was blood there, and the blood became hard. It was like a scab. You found a scab on top where the needle is. Then we say, b'yadua sheshleishu yavam koidim shechita. Then we say that this hole took place, and as the animal became a treifa, 3 days ago. That's what's nageya to us, we'll soon see. But loy huglat pihamakam, let's say by the way the needle went through, the blood, it's still like wet. It's not dried out, it's not like scared yet. Then the loch is ha-meitzim echaver ol avaraya. Then it's a question of being meitzim echaver ol avaraya. In other words, the question is like this, that the butcher went down to the farmer to buy the animal off the farmer. And let's say he paid the money. Now later, when the butcher takes and makes a shechita, if he finds out that the animal is a treifa, so who's like the mekach tois? I didn't buy a treifa, I meant to buy a kosher animal. So if you could prove it that it was a treifa before you bought it, then you get your money back. See if there's a scab on this hole. So we know that the hole took place 3 days ago, and you just bought the animal yesterday. So that's called the Mekir Tosh, you get your money back. But let's say there's no scab on top of the hole, so we don't know exactly when did the hole take place. Did the treifas come before you bought it, or after you bought it? So in such a case, it says that Samoitz Mekir all over Raya. What does that mean? If the butcher already paid the farmer for the animal, so boila suyaraya, that the butcher has to bring a proof, umafik, and it takes away the money. He gets back his money. But if he can't bring a proof, then we say the farmer has a right to keep the money. The question is why, according to Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, why v'yamai? L'chura bal behem malai suyaraya v'nukim. V'nukim, why don't we tell the farmer he has to bring a proof in order to keep the money? That's what Yudam Rav is saying, that even though you're muhsik in the money, in the parah, but since there's a doubt whether you have a right to keep it or not, you have to bring a proof in order to keep it. So also, why doesn't the farmer have to prove it that the treifas first took place later? And if he can't prove it, he should have to give back the money? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, v'nukim v'delo yoyev tavcha d'mei. I'll tell you, here we're talking about that the butcher did not pay the money yet. And the question is, the farmer now is saying, listen, you owe me the money. So does the butcher have to pay him or not? So that's the shail over here, that if the farmer wants to get the money, he has to prove it in order to get the money. For the Gemara, no, my piska, how do you not say exactly like that? The Guru said, it says, stam, that hamitza mechver all over ayah. Who says what that we're talking about, that the butcher did not pay for it yet? Most probably, like we'll see later, he paid for it. And still we say that he has to bring a proof. It says how much chayr all over Raya, if I care, that the farmer, that the butcher probably gave the money. So the butcher wants to get his money back. He has to bring a proof to say that the treifas took place before he bought it. It's true. Then it's a kashan of Yudah Mashmul. Zemora now was chesning. Zemora says Elo ki osti Rami by Yecheskel. That's Rabbi Yehuda's brother. When Rabbi Yehuda's brother Rami by Yecheskel came, Omri said like this. Let it say sinu lahani kloli dekal yudi achai. Don't listen to these rules that my brother Yud is telling you, Mishmedi Shmuel, what he's telling you over the name of Shmuel. But rather, Hochi Yoma Shmuel. This is what Shmuel said, that kol shenoilat sofik rishusayin. Anytime there's a doubt created in your rishus, is all of haraya, then you have to bring the proof. So, like, therefore, by the Bala Por, it's just the opposite. The Bala Pora, since the Sofik is merely when like the Chamor is in his Rishus already, we're talking about that the Bala Chamor already made the Mashicha. So he was like kind of the Pora. Now when the Bala Pora wakes up to get his Chamor, he finds out that the Chamor is mates. So if he wants to get back his Pora, it's all of Lavi Raya, he has to bring a proof, like he's being Moitzi. And on this, for Tana Tuma, the Mishnah, we have a Raya, Kala, we have a Raya from the case of Kala. That's very good, the ratio of the Mishnah, that says that the father wants to be able to get the ksuba to be moitzi the mamim, he has to bring a proof. So that's a good klal, that when you want to be moitzi the mamim, you have to bring a proof. On this Meisfer, we have a question, the case of Machat, Shenimtsev Yuva Beis HaKaisis. It says what, if you have a suffix, when did the treifas take place? Is it a Mekir Tois or not? So now, if the tabo did not pay the money yet, is bal behema boy la suya rayu mafik. Says what, the bal behema has to bring a proof to say what, the treifas first took place later, and then he has a right to collect his money. The question is, why? Sofik b'shus tafach is yolid. The sofik took place by the butcher. So since it took place by the butcher, you're telling me now, wherever the sofik took place, he has to bring a proof. If so, the butcher for sure should have to pay the money. If he wants to make a tour not to have to pay the money, the chure has to bring a proof. So how come it says here, no, that the vice says the moitzim fell over right, the butcher wants to get his money back? So the Gemara says, we're talking about the yoyev tapach demei. We're talking about that the tapach already paid the money. So before it's the mashmawat, that he didn't pay the money yet. And if you want to free yourself from paying the money, it says you have to bring a proof. The question is why? It was none in your rishus. You should have to bring a proof. Gemara says, I'll tell you, the yoyev tafach demei. Yeah, again, before we're talking about like this, it says about vidlo yoyev, the butcher didn't pay the money yet. Then we say, if the farmer wants to get his money, like he has to bring the proof. Is bal behema boy la suya raya? Because he's like called the mitzi. Now the farmer wants to get his money from the butcher, so he has to bring the proof to say the treifas first took place later. is the kasha, and then he collects his money. V'yamai, why? The churah sveika b'shus tafach is yolid. The sofer, the treifas, was first found by the butcher. So therefore, the butcher for sure should have to pay the farmer the money, even if the farmer can't prove it. Still, the butcher should have to pay him, because the suffix first we first found out about this doubt in the rishus by the owner of the butcher. So then he has to pay the money. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, we're talking about here the yoyif tafach the mate. We're talking about here. No, the butcher already paid the money. The question is, the butcher wants to get the money back. So if he wants to get the money back, he has to prove it that the treifas took place before. For the Gemara, my pisco, who told you for sure the butcher paid the money? Maybe we're talking about the butcher didn't pay the money yet. And this, the Gemara says, no. Stoma de milsa most probably that kama de lo yoyev in izuzi, before a person pays for it, gives the money, lo yoyev in ishchiyusa, the person doesn't give the merchandise. Like most probably the farmer did not give him the animal unless first he paid for the animal. So therefore we're talking about that the butcher gave the money. And then later the butcher made the shchita and found out that it was a treifa. So our doubt was, when did this treifa start? When did the hole come about? There was no huglat hamaka, there's no scare bonnet, so we don't know how long ago it took place. But since we have a doubt, that's the halacha that if the farmer wants, if the butcher wants to get his money back again, he's like, be made to the moment, he has to bring a proof. And if he doesn't bring a proof that the treifa took place before, he doesn't get his money back. Then it's good, the way Rabbi Yecheskel is saying over the name of Shmuel. Right, then the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah, V'chom mayim nechom say, B'medvor amurim b'mum mishav b'seisar. When do we say the husband has the right to say, like it's a mekach toys, I didn't think I could, these are mumim I can't take, if it's a part of the body that's hidden, Mashenken, if it's an open part of the body, then the husband can't say it's a mekach toys, like for sure we saw it already, and he said he could take it. So Moses says, Amur Rav Nachman,